Be humble before the Lord God. God is Lord. God is the Lord of all master saints and holy beings. God is the one, and through his Spirit, his power. Let the Spirit of God live in you. Blessings of light, and welcome to 9-3 astrophysics class. Today we're going to talk about spiritual powers and perform the touch of light healing. Spiritual powers are not mental powers. Spiritual powers do not come from mental realms of consciousness. The mind stands between the manifestation on the physical and the power of spirit. The mind is the filter or the open receptacle. If the mind is closed, it filters out spiritual consciousness. If it has reflective perversions in it, the spiritual light will be perverted within the mind and soon will destroy the whole of the mind. For no one thing can live divided against itself. There is only one Spirit of God, one eternal, everlasting being, the font of all grace and power, all healing, all gifts come from that one God, through the grace of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God came to all nations and all people of all time, giving the message of oneness. But still we see the fabric of God torn asunder, so sickness still reigns upon the earth, for man is still divided against man. Man is still divided in God. When the wholeness and the oneness of God is made manifest, then spiritual power again will be supreme upon this earth. But now man's mind has polluted not only the atmosphere, but the very children that are now coming to this planet, coming into the human race. Healing is everyone's responsibility. When you stand in God and you stand in one, there is nothing opposed to the one. Attunement to spiritual powers is the way to bring about your grace, your gifts of spirit, that which God has for you. The healing is bringing back to wholeness, not just the body, but the emotions and the mind, the soul and the creative power within the individual, bringing back that individual conscious manifestation, a child of God, back into the oneness, the wholeness of all creation, in that one in whom we all live and move and have our being, in whole as a perfect light within our heart. It is a daily task at first to attune, for the momentum of consciousness is driving us towards the material plane, seeking security for our bodies, seeking rest and excitement for our emotions, seeking activities of the mind, all moving towards the material, the solid state of consciousness. When the higher powers go unknown, unmoving now upon the planet, for God is in you as you. And this awakening comes in the mystical union when you surrender your soul to God while living. Spiritual power is lifting your soul to a God-conscious state, to let your soul bask within the light of God. Let the holy breath of God's Spirit breathe tranquility upon your soul, lifting it, purifying your heart. Don't know those evil things any longer. turn your mind from those things and stay within the purity and the perfection of the pure white light that cleanses the mind. You know, once someone said, as I was chanting, "Oh, that's one of those mind-washing techniques, isn't it?" I says, "Yeah, there's some people really need their mind washed. It'd be good if many people did this." He gave a huff, and off he went on his crutches. He wasn't ready to listen, and he wasn't ready to receive. When you are a receptacle for God's power and life, it's not your will, but God's will. It's not your time, but God's time that takes place. God has no limit to time and space. And if he sees a instant healing for this person, and the person is open for that healing by their free will choice, then this will happen. It must be the free will of an individual, the will to live. The will to live can be lost in two areas. In the root chakra, by pulling conscious out of the root chakra. By losing sense perception, things become tasteless. There's no sight that we wish to see. There's nothing we wish to hear, nothing we wish to do. We just want to lay and not move. When we pull from that root center, we begin to forget things. Our sexuality leaves us. Our legs begin to become weak, and they begin to shake under the weight of our bodies. We need canes and crutches to move when we pull from this area of consciousness. Our bodies begin to wither and become weak. The organs begin to be attacked and start going back to the earth, to the water, the fire, the air, the ethers. The glands stop their productions. You continue to withdraw until the state called death sets in as you leave chakra by chakra, level by level, pulling out of the body. Not even having emotions, you pull from the emotional chakra. When the age sets in and you lose the will to live, to function here upon this earth, your emotions are bland. There is no excitement, no thrills of life force moving upon the earth. Then your mind goes. No thoughts, no thinking. The mind has random images and forms and sounds and words moving through it. You stand withdrawn from the mind. And then you begin to die within the psyche. If you do not lift your heart to God, you start losing and dissipating those experiences. You have no recall of them. You become void and blank when you have no God, when you have no will to live, when you have no will for eternal life. Another is leaving the crown or closing the crown down. When you close the crown down, the will of life to even be in life is gone. To be annihilated, to be ended all, to stop this forward moving spirit in the evolution back to God. You want nothing of that because you don't know that is real when you move from the crown. There are people that go through this. They're disappointed in God. They prayed and prayed and prayed and didn't receive a healing because they continued to play the games that they played so long that now they are the game. They put foul things within their body and they expect their body to last and be a pure essence of humanity and the human form. And still they put the garbage in. Destroying, destructive, giving power to the destructor, giving power to the destroyer. No one is ill that is not brought upon himself. You know, cancer starts in the mind with one thought killing out other thoughts. An evil thought of oneself will begin to kill other praise that comes in and power that comes in. The mind gets sick first before the body. If you do not hold these things within your mind, they cannot come to you. When your mind is firmly affixed to God, there is no problem. Spiritual power is the spirit's power over the body. You give spirit prominence. You give spirit the ultimate control and power in your body. Not just some familiar spirit, not some guide that may be on the other side. We're to lift now to go directly to God and let God's holy light pour through us. We are to be clear, open receptacles, letting the great and holy Spirit of God come through our bodies in the laying on of hands, in the speaking of spiritual healing, in the darshan, or spirit in the voice, spirit in the eyes, spirit in the aura, radiating, touching, blessing everyone you see. Not your choice of healing, God's choice of healing. God chooses who to heal through you. God knows all minds. When you're in God, you know all minds. You're totally aware. You do not go someplace and turn yourself off and let something come in. You become more vital. You become more conscious. You get the benefit of this power and light flowing through. Healing is one of the greatest services on the path. Anyone seeking to have mastery must be working with healing, for the spiritual mastery only comes through the minister, the teacher, and the healer. When these three have accumulated as one, then the spiritual master has appeared. Master of the physiological universe, master of the psychological universe, master of spirit, standing supremely in the Spirit of God. Spiritual powers are here waiting to move through you. The power of healing comes from the Holy Spirit. Maybe you do have a God that you work with. You haven't progressed to reach that ultimate reality. If you do, look into the eyes of this one and see God through these eyes. Look into that guide's eyes. And when you see God there, you know it is the truth. But if you cannot see God, quickly leave and seek God and only God. For only God is almighty, powerful, do His will at will. So when you're attuning to healing powers, the mind is a tool to reach that level. All the techniques that we've been studying are all mental. There is not one spiritual aspect about them. They lead to spirit. That is the truth. All practices of spiritual disciplines are only to lead you to God. Do not be caught in spiritual materialisms. Do not be caught in spiritual materialisms. All of the regalias, all of the robes, all of the fancy and fine words that someone can repeat out of a book to touch your heart. When they come out of the heart, they touch the very spirit of the being. Speak with heart from your direct experiences with God. Share this. Share this. Let your mind be filled with the testimony of God in your life so that you are pure. Now, this is only the way of wisdom and love and truth to attune in this manner to God. Complete surrender. For when you of yourself seek to do something and you say, I have healed this person, whatever is negative upon that person's aura will come upon you. It will manifest around you. And if you do not have the spiritual disciplines in a constant use and feeling the present constantly, then you can be attacked by these negative forces that were released from another individual's aura and life stream. They will come upon you when you claim the healing. When you say, I am the healer, you take on personal attachment, personal karma to it. You are bound up in it. Please don't let the words I say, if they are foreign to your ears, turn your heart from coming to God, in knowing that the oneness in all in whom we all live and move is the ultimate healer. God's Spirit is Holy Spirit, and when we stay in that Holy Spirit, bestows the gifts upon us. I've come to unveil the mystery. No longer do you need any intermediary. Christ told us, go directly to the throne. Go boldly to the throne of God. I am a doorway that no man can close. A doorway to God. An open doorway. He didn't say, I'm a door you have to open to go through. He said, I am a doorway. There's no door there, just the doorway. You have some of those in your home, I'm sure. You just walk right through them. Don't be a dweller on the threshold. Don't be sitting on the wrong side of the door. Don't stop short of the glory of God. Don't stop short of the kingdom of heaven at hand. At hand, that's why we lay on hands. The kingdom of heaven is within you. That's where the healing power comes from. When you attune to this divine power of God within you, and your mind is not wandering on all the techniques and all the materialisms of spiritual tools and powers that you've learned. When you've been sufficient in your practice, and these things then support you in the depths of your sub, of your superconscious mind, meaning you believe them without a shadow of a doubt, beyond the limitations of time and space and circumstance, beyond all the forms and all the formless, for God is, and the Spirit of God breathes life into the mind and into all matter. We have built the bridge. We must cross this bridge over and over and over and step into the presence. Step into the presence. Step into the presence of God. We climb the stairway to the kingdom of God, the golden stairs of mastery and self-discipline, with a pure and open mind, with a pure and open heart. We are a clean receptacle for God's will and power. Put your heart on God, the bestower of the Spirit. When you feel His presence, all fears are gone. All fear of lack or suffering or death or disease is gone. No fear of annihilation. Now you stand firmly, secure within your eternal existence. How long has it been since you've had this security? Have you ever had it? If you have, open your heart to that time. Attune to that closeness to God. When were you the closest? When did you have that rapport with God? Where you had an understanding and you felt innocent like a child, smiling and laughing, and not afraid to say anything or to do anything because the pure innocence was flowing from you. When was the time that that innocence stopped? From then to now, let it all go. See, detachment, objectivity, detachment, renunciation, liberation, realization, illumination. You send your heart upwards through this field of witness, and you witness at a higher and higher and higher and higher level. You reach as high as you can in your consciousness. You raise your vibratory rates until you reach that stillness. See, if you slow them down, you go to the inert. You go to death when your vibrations stop. Life is movement. Life is living movement. You know, the ancient Chinese always got everyone up and moving. Didn't matter what sickness, let's get up and get the life force moving in the body. Get that spirit in the body. For the spirit is healing. When the spirit is withdrawn from the body, then the body wants to lay, it doesn't want to get up, it doesn't want to move. Because the spirit animates mind and mind animates matter. And when the mind is blocked, then matter cannot be animated. When you have a critical block against yourself, what are you holding against yourself? Who is the matter with you? Who is the matter with you? You may be holding something against someone, and that's the matter with you. You may not agree with this person or that person, the way they acted, the way they feel, the way they think, and what they do, and you hold that hardness in there in the heart. Not you personally. When I say you, I mean the hue of the one humanity, the sickness I'm talking to. I talk to this sickness, and I say, be well with thee, return to God, return to God, return to God. Praise God, for only God is worthy of praise, power, and glory. At the ultimate reality of every religious structure, of every esoteric and mystical training, there is only one in whom we all live and move and have our being. This is the power that is flowing. Of ourselves, we can do nothing, but in God, all things are possible. Understand these statements, and you shall do greater things, for I have ascended unto the Father. You have a connection. You have connections of pathways of light, great beings, masters, God Himself touching the earth in spirit and in power and in life to lead the free will beings back home. To remember this, the choice is always yours. The choice is always yours. You are the end authority in your life. You may listen to all things, but God gave you free will, and the final decision comes down to you. If you do nothing, then the decision is made for you. That is a decision in itself, to do nothing, to let it happen to you. Don't stand for these things. Set or lay. Let them go. Don't let them stay in you. You just say, be gone. God is my light, infinite intelligence in me, touching for all the glory of humanity. The healing grace in time and space comes through the power of the light. As you go deeper and deeper and deeper within, as you purify your nervous system, your central nervous system, your autonomic nervous system, your sympathetic nervous system, and you let the rejuvenating light of your parasympathetic level flow, touching light, light that is all about you, moving in and out you, the very breath of life, closer than your heartbeat, closer than your breath. God is you, as you. And understanding this power is to move into spirit. No more words. The great peace and silence of heaven. A peace comes over you. You're not anxious or excited. You are feeling the intensity of life. Build this power up. Now for months we've been practicing. For months we've been doing exercises. By the degree you have practiced, by the faithfulness and belief in your practice, you have stored within your very God self, causal body of life, and in the pineal gland of the physical body, light essence. Every time you went over the bridge, you've been storing light. Drop by drop, you've been filling your vessel, step by step, day by day, over and over again. Many times people are taught how to get the power, but not how to dispense the power. there's always someone that wants to stand between God and man and say, well, when you get to a certain place, I will say it's okay for you to use the power. I remember my grandmother telling us the story about when she was 13 years old and the healing powers came on and people began to be healed. She would pray or touch them and there was a healing. Well, she belonged to the Catholic Church and her brother was studying to be a priest. And they said to her brother, tell your sister that she's to stop doing this. This is the work of the priests. And he told her. But God's will was working. And healing still went on. And she would see things that were going to happen. And she was able to see into the future. And she was sensitive to the feeling nature of each level of consciousness. Passed down by her mother, who was passed down by her mother, her mother's mother, her mother's 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 mother, for five generations in the family. Finally, they said to her, if you do not stop, you cannot stay in this church. Who would tell a person that they could not have God's power? There are Christians today that will tell you that. There are Buddhists, there are Hindus, there are Taoists, there are ancient Egyptian practitioners, there are mystical practitioners, esoteric practitioners will also make this same mistake. When they deny it within themselves, they will deny it to others. When you deny God in you, you deny God to others. You cannot bow down to God in others if you do not have it in you. You have been practicing going into the presence with your breath. With I am, 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 with a chance. You've been calling energy, calling energy, calling energy. You haven't used a small part of this energy yet. This has power to transform your life and to transform others, the spiritual power. It's not of the mind. You cannot think upon it. If you do start to think, you just stand in the way. You start activating that sympathetic level of your nervous system as soon as you start thinking. As soon as you start feeling and trying to push it around with emotions. I'm going to push it out. Some they're grunting and groaning. See, I think they might have to go to the little room or something when they get that grunting and groaning going. Some of those people. Some of them, they blank out. You see what happened? I don't know. When you don't know, it's darkness. When you're unconscious of it, it's darkness. When you keep it back from somebody, it's darkness. Any separation is not the oneness, the wholeness of eternal life. Any separation. You know, did you read the Bible in the last part? They throw the devil down in a hole, don't they? A bottomless pit for a season. And then he's let out again. Isn't that interesting? What kind of God would we have if he said, oh, I made a mistake here, I'll just wipe this one out. The universe would be run in fear of God's annihilation. A healthy fear of God is not derogatory or negative. Fear God. Fear God. Fear that you will not be in that presence and that consciousness. Fear that if you must fear it all. And let that fear be purified by going into the presence. You can be lifted and cleared by attunement. So before you ever start healing, you must prepare yourself. You must prepare the area you're going to work in. You must have sanctified energy, consecrated power. Oh, Archangel Raphael, consecrated power. Archangel Michael, the will of God and strength of God. You can call upon the angels to be present to protect this area. against the fallen ones. See, we're seeking to be one with the angelic kingdom, the higher consciousness. We are seeking to transcend the limitations of human mind and consciousness. The golden light of healing is that pure wisdom of God as a child of God, knowing you are master of the earth and all that's on it. That disease is on the earth right here, and you are the master over it. It is not the master over you. If it's in the water, you're master over the water. If it's in the air, you're master over the air. If it's in the fire, you're the master of fire. If it's in the ethers, you're the master of the ethers. You're a master of all this physiological manifestation here. God gave you dominion. That's golden light healing power, that mastery. You are bringing this person back to their mastery. I've seen healers make people sick. They get rid of one sickness, but then they're attached to the healer. Oh, that healer, they did so good for me. Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
You see, they take the glory. They take the glory. But then they have to take the darkness too, you see. The glory will pass from those, for the darkness must have its day. Cast away the darkness. Any separation between you and God, clear yourself. That's the way you prepare the area. Anything that will separate the person from God. You don't want kind of pictures and things around, or music, or disruptive things that will cause the person's attention to be fixed on something other than healing of God. You ask this person, are you ready? Are you ready to be healing? Are you ready for this healing? You're ready to be healed right now? Right this very moment? You see? You're working with the power of the presence. Say, concentrate on your breath. So you help them along. You know the techniques. So you have them work with the techniques. You've been given the principles through this whole course. You've been given the principles over and over and over again from many points of view. As you've studied, you have looked and seen the many points of view. If you didn't have your eye just fixed on yourself, and you had your eye looking forward to God. You know, some people are always working on themselves. Always working. There's a day when there's grace. I remember when I first started the path, I had to work on myself every day. I was always working on myself. I still attune. I still attune every day. But now it's grace to tune. It's no work anymore. It's fun to be with God. It's a joy. You know, I remember when I first started, I'm going to be with God now all the time. I was still asleep as a master. I was still asleep. I wasn't awakened. And I said, oh my goodness, if I go over there, I won't have any fun. See, I'm going to have to be, you know, everything that I like to do, I'm not going to be allowed to do. See, because that's what God does to you. He doesn't let you do anything you really want to do. You got to do whatever He wants you to do. See, that's what I thought God's will was. I'm going to go over there and He's going to make me do something. See, that's a misunderstanding with God, isn't it? We must clear all our misunderstandings with God. I remember when I was 8 years old and I was climbing up this hill. See, I'd had rheumatic fever and I had a bad heart and I wasn't to do a lot of exercises and things. But I had to climb this hill, 2 miles, climb up this hill. Boy, it was hard. And I had to stop many times up this hill. And I kept praying, oh God, God, give me a ride up this hill. Give me a ride up this hill, you see. That's all I could think of. I was 8 years old, every step. I want to ride up this hill. This is too hard. Because I was thinking it was hard, it made it harder. And I'd get tired. Oh, I sat down. Oh, God. And so one day I was partway up this hill. I says, okay, God, you didn't get me a ride. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I'll talk to Jesus. I'm not going to talk to you. And I'll talk to angels. They'll tell you what I'm doing, but I'm not going to talk to you anymore because you didn't give me a ride up this hill. I wanted to ride up this hill, and I left it at that. When I was 33 years old, I was saying, why am I not as close to God as I was as a child? Why can't I feel that presence, that consciousness, that innocence as a child? What happened? What happened? And as I was going, regressing back over my life's record, it popped out. Here it is. I'm standing on the hill saying, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. I said, oh God, forgive me. And it was like something was lifted off of me. You feel a lightness when you surrender. Those things have been a suppression to your soul. It's like taking the blanket off, and another blanket off, another blanket, and pretty soon you're revealed and clear and open and innocent again as a child. The flame of life is burning eternal again. The sacred fire of God is manifest within you. The sacred flame in the heart and in the spirit is ablaze with light and energy. When you have this presence and power, this is the greatest healing. We've put things into your mind to help block the negatives and to neutralize them so that they no longer bind you. As quick as you let go of these things is as quick as you are free from them. It's the strings we hold on that we say, I forgive myself for this, and then later we bring it back. You see, pull it back. And we said, no, I don't want this, but we got a string on there. Well, just in case, I need to hit myself again. You know, I might make a mistake. I'm only human. I'm not only human. I'm spirit divine. I am a human. I am a human being. But I am spirit divine as a human. I am God as a human experiencing here. I'm one with God. There is no separation. When all separation is gone, the heart flies to God, wings of love and joy. It feels like that, like your heart is floating and flying. Your mind is clear and it's bright. The day looks beautiful. The colors are vivid. Friends' smiles warm your heart and you warm their heart. Your eyes are filled with love and God's consciousness. How long since you've seen that love in your eyes? Is to stand before the mirror and look and gaze upon yourself until you feel the love of God pouring out of your eyes. Every way you can give God to that one you are working with, every open, every area that you can be free, will be the channel for God's healing. I remember once I was working with a lady. She was in her 70s, and she says, I've been a spiritualist for 50 years. And she had a 3-inch tumor sticking out of her stomach. And it was sticking way out there. And she says, heal this tumor. So I put my hand on the tumor, and it started going down. Thank you, God. Praise you, God. I just put my hand there. And first of all, I said, are you ready for this healing? And she said, yes. Say. And this thing started just disappearing right under my hand. I says, do you believe God's spirit is coming through? And she said, yes. I says, do you believe Jesus is healing you? Because she believed in Jesus. And she says, yes. And it was going. And pretty soon it stopped. And I said, God, I know you give instant healing. Instant healing. We accept it now. And in my mind I said, come on. You see? And nothing's happening. And the voice says, tell her to come back in 3 days. He says, God heals instantly. Well, I was thinking something's trying to get in there and cause me trouble. See, something's misleading me, telling me to tell this lady go away without a healing. I said, God heals instantly. Whew. Nothing happened. His voice says, tell her to come back in 3 days. And I says, you're to come back in 3 days. She says, I know. I said, oh. So the third day she comes back from was a Tuesday to a Friday. So she comes back on this Friday. And I had a lot of people waiting. She comes in and she sits down and she says, I'm ready. I had to get right with God. And I says, I know. I says, are you ready now? And she said, yes. And I went, I just put my hand down and I went to pray and just disappeared. She says, it's gone. I said, praise God, it's gone. Thank you, God, for this healing. I was saying, she says, heal my eyes. And it shocked me. I'd never worked with anybody's eyes before. And I said, oh, God. Okay, God, I'm ready. And I went like this to look to see into her eye, and this flash of white light came. It just was right there. And she said, I can see. And I said, oh, thank you, God. And I was just rejoicing. And she was rejoicing. She went out of the office rejoicing in her sight, 76 years old, rejoicing in her sight. She could see clearly, cataracts come off of her eyes in an instant. And I was there, and my heart was beating. I was thrilled. I didn't know what to say. I was kind of awed, like this. And then another woman comes in. She says, I have cataracts too. Take them off of me. I thought, oh, this is really a test of faith. God, you know, I says, do you really believe in God? And I was saying to me, do you really believe in God? You see, when you ask someone else, you're saying it to you too. And she said, yes. I says, well, do you believe the Spirit can do this? Do you believe that Christ can come in here and heal you now? She said, yes, yes. And so I put my hand up there and I'm saying, oh God. And I was starting to sweat a little bit. Because, I mean, I didn't know. I thought maybe something, you know. I was confused because I'd never seen that. I was kind of startled for a moment. Then my hand came up there again, a flash of light. And she says, I need you. Oh, my goodness. I was thrilled beyond words then. I don't even remember the next four readings. I was just rejoicing. I could hear them. I could hear them going on, but I wasn't holding on to them. You know, it was like, here was coming through to me, and I was reading and working with the people that were coming in. That week I'd done 70 readings, and I was just, everybody was coming in. There was healings or readings and prayer lines, and hyenal hernia was healed in the church, and a lot of healings took place that weekend. See, God knows how to work miracles. See, there's a thin line between the natural and the supernatural. There's a thin line between the natural and the supernatural. The thin line of mind. The fine edge of mind. You must free your mind in spirit. When the mind is free, there are no more oscillations of mind. There's a feeling of the presence. Did you ever see the presence in a child? How present they are? They're seeing everything. You say they're seeing everything. Everything. They're seeing that kid sees everything. Boy, he's just so awake and aware. And then you think to yourself, oh, I wish I was a kid again. Boy, I'd do some things different, or I would do more of something else, or, you know. We always think we want to change it. Well, you can change the past now. You can start doing those things that you want to do now so that your emotions are free. You see? When your emotions are free, your mind is free, your understanding is open to God, acceptance to God, your belief is firm in God, you believe, you trust, you know the truth and reality of God, you see, that's belief. And then you go beyond belief, you go beyond belief, you go beyond belief into the third eye, you go into that detachment, that spiritual indifference that says, I let go and let God. Okay, God, use me. He doesn't turn you off and run something through. You're awake and aware to it. You're a conscious healer. You consciously will feel this light and energy moving through. But you're not making it happen. You're letting it happen. You let it happen. Spiritual power comes through an open mind. If you have just a little opening, as the power comes through, the opening will broaden and broaden and broaden. And soon the whole mind will be free. Through service to God, we purify our lives. Through service to God, we purify our hearts. Through service to God, we purify our minds and emotions. And then the joy of God is in us. The infinite intelligence of God is in us. We have access. We have access to the kingdom. We have access to the kingdom. We walk with God. We talk with God, declaring His mysteries and giving His healing grace to all we see. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. God bless the light.